This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When men suppress the self-evident truth about God through what God created, the consequences come in devastating waves. If you refuse to bow before God and worship Him, He will give you over to sinful desires, sexual impurity, and the degradation of your bodies with one another, Romans 1:24. If that doesn't change your mind, He'll give you over to shameful lusts described as homosexual acts and the due penalty for their perversion, Romans 1:26-27. If that isn't bad enough, when you abandon God to pursue your own perverse passions, God will give you over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. Listen to his description in Romans chapter 1. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil, they disobey their parents, they are senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. If that isn't bad enough, listen to the last verse of Romans 1. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. In the place of restraint, there is now approval and even celebration of this devastating moral regression. As we see evidence of this regressive degradation in our society today, may God have mercy on us before it's too late.